Okay, good evening, everybody. We're holding here in Chof, I guess, if those of you who have the same tfus as I have. It's Atayra Kaychan Shama. So let's just go back again to where we were holding last time. He was saying over here that the world, the Adam is going to be misak in the world. The way in which he'll be misak in the world is by being mashbis the Sidra Achra, by getting rid of Sidra Achra. In order for that to happen, he needs to be able to have some shaykhs with it. He needs to be somehow attached to it, and therefore you need to have the connection with the Sidra Achra, and that's why there's a koyach around the person. That's what he said until now. This is a fascinating point. We spoke about it, that without, if you're not connected to Ra, you can't have an effect on it. Okay. Now, Chof. Vafardcha ato loshin yisad et ha'oiz. It says, mipi oilu miyoinkim who are learning Torah, yisad et ha'oiz. Hine ha'Torah hi ha'nikris oiz ki yadua, shein ha'senes koyach l'kdusha b'soy tnu oiz d'alehim. It's what gives koyach to the kdusha through tnu soy d'alehim. And now he then is going to go on to explain that Adam learns Kol HaTorah Kula and so on. I want to pause at this a minute. He says that Torah is the special, is the koyach that overcomes Ra with the side of Tnu Oiz the Lahim, Yisadet the Oiz, he brought Oiz into the world and so on. Why? Why is Torah the element that has that special tchuna of being able to defeat the Ra in the concept of Oiz? So let's talk a little bit about what Oiz is and in its relationship to Ra. It says that Klal Yisrael was given the Torah because they're Azin Sheb Umois. So people translate the word as very, very carelessly as strong. Oiz is translated as strong. That's not the right translation at all. Oiz is like azus. It means daring, courageous, something along those lines. It's something in the realm of daring. Az kanemer, az eponim, and so on. The world of Ra, vis-a-vis the world of Toiv, comes with the following disadvantage for Toiv. If you look around the world, it is naturally chumris. It's naturally not Toiv. And the idea that the world can be something other than it is, that the world can be something beyond what it is it requires daring. Daring means I can see something past the situation now. Lamashal, I'm attacking a fortress that's very, very fortified and a lot of soldiers and so on. To be daring means that I deher, that right now it looks like they're an invincible wall, but there's a way to overcome that. So azus means that there's some mahalach that overrides this mahalach. When you're talking about Tov and Ra, the big, big, big picture, the disadvantage that Tov has is that Ra seems to be the norm. This is the world. This is the way things are. It can't be different. And therefore, Torah was given to us, so Torah itself is Oiz, Yisadet to Oiz, because Torah itself already says there can be and there ought to be a different world, a better world, something more, something beyond. So we give Kedusha to him. V'hine koydash adam noilad v'lano yisa kol ha-Torah kulo. Why? V'zeh loses koyach l'neshmosay. So here he says, we now have the opposite process of what he mentioned before. Before he had said that the reason why we're born with Ra is in order to be able to be Kovish the Chalkei Ra. We have all the Dargis of Kedusha. The Malach teaches us Torah, which means that all the Dargis of Kedusha in us waiting to come out when we go to the outside. I want to take a minute to explain the relationship of Torah to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are the what's the right word for it? Mitzvahs are the physical realization of Torah in this world. Torah is the ideas, the ideals, the values. That's Torah. The mitzvahs are how they actually realize themselves, how they actually manifest themselves. That is Torah to mitzvahs. So Torah, a person gets in himself the koach, as when he's born, the malach comes and teaches him Torah, so that Torah is potentially in himself. When he goes out to the world, the malach makes him forget it. So that means that Torah remains for us a panimistika deher, not a chitzayinistika realization. We need a place where the Yitzhahara can grab on. We want both of them not to be outside pieces like Yitzhahara and Yitzhatov in a ring in front of me and they're sort of fighting and duking it out. The Toiv is within us and the Ra is within us. The Ra is within us because otherwise we couldn't destroy the Ra, and the Tov is within us because otherwise we couldn't bring the Tov into the world. We need to bring the Tov into this world, so the Tov must be in us, and we need to do it and use it to defeat the Ra, and that's who we make contact with when we push it. Because if the person's kedusha that he got from the malach, learning the malach, were to stay before with the person, then the person would become a malach. And you couldn't have that tikkun of Ashbaso that we spoke about last week, where by being part of Ra, you enable it to vanquish Ra. So that wouldn't have been possible. Al-Kain, Oz, Nisnabayra, Torah, Vasitra, Achash, Shalat, Es, Olam. There's a Nikra, Shneha, Arlos, Shloi. So the years of Arlos that a person has are those years from birth when he forgets the Torah they learned, until when he becomes 13 years old. So the tkufa of 13 is until 13, from child to 13, is when the toiv is extremely hidden in the person, and the ra is what is shalit on the person. So this is a time when we need to, the word liyasra literally means punish, discipline. It's called a keva. It creates a darkness that it gets no or ha'elyon. And therefore, it's as if the child is a mace in a cave. He says Akadosh Baruch Hu cast me in darkness like the eternally dead, like the dead of the world. It refers to this tkufa. And The first thing is you do it after 8 days. You take off one layer of arla. Ach arla pnimis she'arla salev ein esol achshos tishanim yamechot. The arla pnimis only leaves after 13 years. I want to talk a little bit about this because this really is something that seems extremely counterintuitive to us. In the school over here, we have from 7th to 12th in the high school. So I always say the 7th and 8th graders are like angels, the 9th and 10th are devils, and towards the middle end of 11th grade and 12th grade, they start becoming, people again. So what does it mean that the kids, the little kindies, the little kinderlach are all, that's it's the hara. There's no orha elyon, and they need to be hit. And then at 13, it's a tov comes. If anything, it's the opposite. The younger kids are like angels. The post 13 year olds are very difficult. And then, in the late teens, they start becoming mentioned again. So how do we understand this? And it's not Be'etzim, it's not only the Ramchal. I mean, Ramchal says it this way, but Tachlis, this is everyone. So I'd like to offer a pshat. I don't have a Mefurish Raya for this and so on, but I'd like to offer a pshat but I think that there's emes. When you take a young child, what makes him do good? You have little kids, under bar mitzvah age, that are goody goodies. And we look at it and say, wow, so much it's a tov. The answer is not really. What motivates a child, what describes a child's action, is his sense of parental or parental figure it values. A little child, a child wants to please his parental figure. And therefore, he does what's wanted from him, expected from him, and wants to be recognized for that. That's the way a child works. So he's a goody good because he wants that the people that are important to him be happy with him. That's the way his mind works. And b'meila, b'meila, you cannot call the good that he does an ideological pneumistic good. It's the good because this is what society around him does. And this is a media society, and that's what he does. When he speaks, Ramchal over here, about having to beat the kids, Beshevet HaKed of Nafnashol Tafzil, and so on and so forth, I don't know if you have to go out and buy a stick. I think it means the general chinuch of kids those ages are bal karchem. You are telling the kid what to do. Whether you say it in as many words or not, you're instructing them. The kid is not built to have a sort of, what's the right word for it, give and take, a dialogue with you. No realization, recognition. He's doing what he's told to do. So a child who's well-adjusted, whose environment has given him a lot of positive feedback and he's a good kid, will want to do what the teacher says to do, or his father says to do. When a child becomes a teenager, 13, he all of a sudden gets a drive to do good. He becomes very idealistic. You don't find this idealism by little children. You find it by teenagers, by older teenagers especially. So all of a sudden he's into this, into that, and minimalist smile, whatever it is that he chooses, he's very into it. The reason is because what happened at the bar mitzvah age is a very strong positive sense of doing good. And that's why you can get teenagers to do things, to be activists and to get turned on in many, many ways, because that's what a kid wants to. The kid wants to. So he wants to be the biggest Talmid Chacham. He wants to bring a revolution. He wants to help all the people who are helpless, all the sick. Each and every one, depending on who he is and what he is, those are the ideals that he adopts. Because a child that age is now has the Yetzer Tov. So if we're to say ourselves, what's the Yetzer Tov? It's not the doing good. The goody-goodiness of a little child is an obedience. It's something that the child feels, it's the approval and the expectation of him and so on. There is no koach hatov in him. When he becomes bar mitzvah, so now the tov that he does comes with a force to it. And you know, there's a proactive force driving to do good. That happens at the Rebbe. That's why up to 13 it's called we have no Yetzer Tov. From that point onwards, we have Yetzer Tov. And since the child has, so a teenager will have forces of good pushing him and forces of bad pushing him. A child doesn't have that. A child has his natural inclination is, if he were left alone without anybody on top of him, then his immediate surroundings are very hungry and very bad. Grab food, take things, and you know, and do nothing. That's what happened. It's only when a parent figure it overrides him. So sometimes it's very tough. You have to sit and bang away with a stick. A literal stick necessarily, but you really are desperately pushing him to what he should do. Sometimes it comes from himself, but tachlis, it's a drive of sorts. So a child is not a bar das, and that's why you have to put the das in. It doesn't have to be a stick, but it can just be your expectation and your reward in terms of telling him how fine he is, how good he is, and until he's bar mitzvah. V'lochein, chav beis, kol oisa zmanu potter min mitzvahs. So that entire period of time he's potter min mitzvahs. V'im kol zeh be'oisa zman tzoch liyasrei. So even though he's potter mitzvahs, you have a chiv to tell him what's good and what's bad. So the chinuch of the children is to teach him, to teach the child right and wrong, not as a voluntary, wouldn't you like to try out toiv, but rather as something which is behechreach. The lifestyle we teach our kids is not a pleasant discussion about what, you know, let's share experiences. We teach the child what is right. If there's enough strong work in that tkufa, now the ra falls off, that arla falls off. We're not trying to take it off yet. We're trying to be marching it. Then he says, "Avozel mamish in yechibot hakeva shechabot asir leroy vakesha nimtzal zuma shel nachash shechon lepor l'acha chibo v'atzadik yamzakan skeroy machikos imem kokach ad sheitzorach lechibo." Okay, let's just go slow down. The chibur akeva is, I guess, not chibur akeva is, I don't know if it's a punishment. The way he describes it over here, it's a purification, chibur akeva, that the person in the tkufa that is in the keva, it falls apart, and that itself, that those yisurim that a person senses when his body is falling apart, that's called chibra keva. So he says, the chavota is because of the kesha that happens with where it came from. Let's talk a little bit about this chibra keva over here. The point of chibra keva is, and Rishonim say this, it's almost an automatic process. A person, let's take two examples. Imagine a person was born in Russia and he emigrated to America. So he still has feelings of yearning and some sort of, you know, kesher to it. He may have been terrorized, they may have been tortured, but there's still something over there that there's a zika to it. The fellow, somebody who's not part of something has no zika to it. A person who is a chumnika person, he has a zika to his guf. And even after he dies, he and his guf are tied together, so to speak, in terms of desires, cravings, even though he doesn't have the physical cravings. But lemaisa, the body is still part of him. I'm not used to not eating. And therefore we have chibra takeva, which is, purifies a person for that. So the chibut is done to separate out the parts of the person that are stuck in the gashmias. Tzaddikim live all their lives with no attachment to gashmias, and therefore there's no need for chibut akeva. Okay, so we have the Orla Pnimis and the Adam Agbar Mitzvah, and then things change. Gimel. Chav Gimel. Chinuch HaYelad. V'hine kena dava bana. Now, I want to add something before I forget. He speaks later a little bit about Hevel Tinokas, Pier Shal Tinokas. I want to stop a second about the Lashon. He says over here, the Hevel Kriyam Shalom Yisrael Rabbim, the Lashon Gemara, that there's some sort of, Hevel usually means something insubstantial, something that really has no substance to it. That's what Hevel is. Havel Avolam HaKas HaKol Hevel. So why do we call it Hevel Kriyam Shalom Yisrael Rabbim? The Gemara is saying it L'Shvach. What is the world standing on? Hevel Pirshei Yisrael Rabba. So that's wonderful. So why call it Hevel? It's not, you know, Hevel means Havel Avolma Kol Havolma Kahelas, you know, and so on. So the answer is like this. The Hevel means something that has no substance and no kiyum atzmi. So when I breathe out, I form letters with my fingers, when I breathe it out in a cold wind, in a cold weather, so you could see my breath. But if you try to sketch out something with it, it obviously has no substance to it. Those are all, that's called Hevel. The Tinokas Meitz Rabban, so they're goodies. But they're goodies because their parents are goodies, and their parents want them to be goodies. It's something which is sort of a teva verb. A child truly becomes a mitzvah age a little bit more. It's not idealistic. He can be a very, very good kid, but the musig of breaking free and, you know, trying to realize some goal and aspiration, that's not shaykh to him. He is what he is. So, vehine kein adav v'na, ki avel es kshur boy. The ra is kosher to him. The I'm sorry, I skipped a line here. So that when the time comes to move on, it'll leave completely. We want a clean break. We don't want a person, Olam Haba, who still has some zika pnimius to things that are no substance. V'hine b'zman hazeh, shehu herchik ha'arla, ha'hevel etzem piv, u'machnia sitra achra, v'sheva shvir gdoila, v'choyzer ha'shkola shatoshi v'shoyne kodesh ha'noilad, v'kiv shehishnu kabla koyach, azeshasus, v'lachin ha'chai b'mitzvus. So at this stage in life, he now is shaykh to the world of mitzvahs. He's shaykh now to doing what's right. And that's why he's now expected to be able to do it. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only expects of us what we can do. He adds over here that since the koyach of toiv that we find in the person at this age is the result of the residue of the teachings of Malach in the person. In other words, the teachings of the Malach to the person are really his, this is now his bekoach that's coming out. So the order is we have the bekoach of the very first bekoach of those in Yanim, and then we have, you know, that's what the Malach taught him before he was born, and then we have the Ra coming up bekoach, and then the Tov wrestling with it, the Tov finally coming out and overcoming it. Finally, Chavdal Hevel Pirshat Inoikas V'Teida Bevadai Bevel Pirshat Inoikas Oylem Eskayim V'Zeh. כי התורה מסחלשת לפעמים, ולפעמים מסחזקת. מסחלשת נולד מאיך הטועים, ולפרט ערב אפשר מסרול, that they constantly did avarice, and constantly was נחלש. וכמו שאומר את הקוראים, הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה בוסס לטועים מזה ההבל, שאין בוי חטא, ובוי התורה מסחזקת, כי כבר מוכן לזה להמשך כך הטועה קדם ולמעלה. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this Hevel Pirim Shel Tinoikos, which is Bemes pure and has nothing. So the Torah makes it strong enough to carry something on it. So even though the Etzem Limud is kind of nebulous, not strong, but it has the ability to be a platform for things that are very strong. This is all going back to what he said before. That when a person wrestles with Ra and overcomes it, he now has been able to affect the Ra very profoundly. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. The next one is Chof Hei Tmicha B'Torah.